We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dr. Chad Gore on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc has been kind enough to step out of an important meeting he's attending in Philadelphia on other critters. Or I don't know. What are you guys talking about, Chad?
We're talking about a lot of things. Right now, we're talking about stinging insects.
Oh, ew, don't like those things. However,
yeah,
we have had an emergence of the cicadas in the local area, and it's spread out. They're all over the place. So let's start with, are these things harmful?
No, not at all. These are really beneficial, actually, if you are a bird or some sort of other insect-eating animal. I mean, this brood is basically a buffet for a lot of different animals.
And you mentioned when you were with us in studio a while back that you anticipate, over a million cicadas per acre is possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the total number of eggs that one single female can lay, she can lay, roughly between 400 and 600 eggs before she dies. So that's a lot of cicadas in a small area. You can get quite a large population pretty quick.
And the noise that is made is what?
So the noise that they make, what you typically hear is the calling of the male. So the males are trying to attract a female. But they can also give off a kind of a distress call, which is quite different than the calling noise that's made.
So they come out of the ground, they climb up the tree, they get rid of that shell, they start making all this noise, the males hook up with the females, and they lay the eggs, and then they die, basically, right?
Yeah, that's basically it.
And how long does that whole process take?
So within about, I don't know, about 2 weeks, they'll have mated. Most of them will have mated. Then the females, not too long after, will start depositing their eggs in the twigs and branches of a tree. And then by July, it's basically all over.
Boy, that's not much of a life.
No, not really.
17 years underground, and you come up for one thing.
Yep.
And by the way, I'm sitting here looking at a list of cicada recipes for things. You know, blanch them, cook them like a scampi, marinate them in Worcestershire sauce, cover them in chocolate. And National Geographic says the plant-based diet gives them a green asparagus-like flavor, especially when eaten raw or boiled. And they're good in protein. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're packed with protein. I mean, they're a little powerhouse of energy for whoever's eating them.
Did you ever eat one, Chad?
I have not, but I'm certainly not opposed to it.
Oh, okay. Well, you can share that with your contemporaries there at your conference in Philadelphia about other more challenging stinging insects.
Should have taken some with you. Hey, Chad brought snacks.
Yeah, Chad, you got to see John Eaton. He did it live on TV yesterday, as I mentioned. So we appreciate your time this morning, Doc. As always, thanks.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.
Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist, Ehrlich Pest Control on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Now we want to talk to another doc, Dr. Mike Hutchinson. I want to know, you had a concern. Somebody mentioned, yeah, okay, well, let's find out. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Doc, one of our listeners, viewers, wrote on Facebook, don't let your dogs and cats eat them. Cicadas are full of roundworms and their eggs. True or false?
Well, that's not really true. They actually don't carry many diseases at all, which is kind of a good thing. But I don't want my dog or cat eating them because then they have that exoskeleton, that crunchy shell, right, John?
Well, yeah, real. Wait a minute. John ate one.
Well, no, wait a minute. If you don't eat them until they get out of that exo shell, and then
I didn't know that.
And then their wings unfold, and no, you don't eat them until they get out of the shell. Then all you have the crunchy part of the wings that taste like potato chips.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Did you, Larry?
No, I didn't know that either, Doc. Did you have breakfast yet?
Yeah, exactly.
But your dog or cat might eat them before they get out of their shell, and then that becomes
right.
The issue.
And that's exactly right. Then that exoskeleton, that crunchy part, is sitting in their stomach and can cause them to have digestive upset. I'll say it that way, since people are still eating breakfast. So I don't recommend that you let your dogs or cats eat them. The cats are attracted to them because of the singing and the noise that they make. They're constantly, you know, running after them. And so a lot of people come in and complain that the cats ate them and then purged them, as I expect it's from that exoskeleton in the stomach. But they don't carry disease, which is a good thing.
You're going to be getting a lot of extra calls this year. The brood, what is it, 5?
Whatever the brood is, they're out.
They're out. And someone suggested, Doc, that after 17 years, this poor cicada came out to find a mate, and John ate it first.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And that poor cicada.
Ruined it. We'll talk to you on Thursday, Doc.
All right, sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.